Shalom family, I trust you are doing well. And thank you for tuning in today. Today we are doing Agape Lesson 39, and our topic is the Ark of Deliverance, a people prepared for the Lord. I'm going to read through Judges chapter 7. Then Zerubbabel, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose early and encamped beside the well of Harod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Thus Israel claimed glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead.' And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go.' So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, 'Everyone who leaps from the water with his tongue as a dog leaps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink.' And the number of those who leapt, putting their hand into their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, 'By the 300 men who leapt, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place.' So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. It happened on the same night that the Lord said to him, 'Arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say. And afterwards your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp.' Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. Now the Midianites and the Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as the sand of the seashore in multitude. And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, 'I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of the Midian. It came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed.' Then his companion answered and said, 'This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp.' And so it was, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, that he worshipped. He returned to the camp of Israel and said, 'Arise, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hands.' Then he delivered the 300 men into three, he divided the 300 men into three companies, And he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look, look at me and do likewise. Watch, and when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpets, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp, and say, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hand for blowing, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And every man stood in his place all around the camp, and the whole army ran and cried out and fled. When the 300 blew the trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his companion throughout the whole camp, and the army fled to Beth Akashia towards Zerera, as far as the border of Abel Mehola by Tabath. And the men of Israel gathered together from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh, and pursued the Midianites. Then Gideon sent messengers throughout all the mountains of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites, and seize from them the watering places as far as Beth Bara and the Jordan." Then all the men of Ephraim gathered together and seized the watering places as far as Beth Bara and the Jordan. And they captured two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the winepress of Zeb. They pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of the Jordan. Right. I said our topic is the Ark of Deliverance, a people prepared for the Lord. The name Gideon means to destroy anything. The salutation by the angel, "Man of valor," is appropriate. The word Midianite means strife and contention. The name Jerubbaal means let Baal contend. If he is a god, let him contend himself. Amalekite means dweller in the valley. We read in Luke chapter 1, verse 17, "He will also go before him in the power and spirit of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." The Lord prepares his 300, the Ark of Deliverance. We read in Judges chapter 7, verses 4 to 6. "But the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whoever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go.' So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, 'Everyone who leaps from the water with his tongue, as a dog leaps, you shall set aside by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who leapt, putting their hands into their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink. Water is a constant picture of the Word of God, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy without blemish. The dividing factor is the speed at which we, the people, assimilate the word of God. This is the factor that qualified us to be prepared as part of God's ark of deliverance, the 300, the one loaf. We read in Judges chapter 7, verses 7 to 8. Also, verse 16 and verse 20. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who leapt, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Then he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. Then the 300 blew their trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Those people going to war had no weapons to fight with. The above looks and sounds very foolish. The picture reminds me of the instruction given to Jehoshaphat and all Judah and Jerusalem, as we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 to 17. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Aziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Zeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Jehoshaphat and his people had no weapons of war with them. Yet they were facing three nations who were coming up against them: Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir. When God's instruction sounds foolish, don't dare calculate and rationalize, because God's arithmetic is only compound interest. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 19 and verse 25. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. However foolish God's instruction may sound, ours is to respond promptly in complete obedience. We read in Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. So Abram rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offerings, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Let us take a closer look at Gideon's 300. The Bible records that the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as the sand of the seashore in multitude. That is Judges chapter 7, verse 12. Gideon and his men were dismally outnumbered and did not have weapons. We read in Judges chapter 7, verse 16 to 20. Then he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look at me and do likewise. Watch, and when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, and you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp, and say, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted watch. And they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew their trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the pitchers in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And every man stood in his place all around the camp, and the whole army ran and cried out and fled. We're going to unpack a few words here. The word pitcher means earthen vessel. This is a metaphor for believers who carry within themselves the seed of Christ. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." Torches, that is the light, is a metaphor for Christ, who is the light of life. We read in John chapter 8, verse 12. "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" The word watch is a symbol of wakefulness, alertness, or to be on guard. We read in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 12, "Set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guard strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon." We also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." We also read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, "Therefore, get up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Christ." The word trumpet is a symbol of judgment, as we read in Joshua chapter 6, verse 5 and verse 16. "It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The trumpet is also a symbol of gathering, as we read in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 16. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from following after Israel, for Joab held back the people. The trumpet is also a symbol of the coming of Christ, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The expression, look at me and do likewise, and the expression, you shall do as I do, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. The numbers 3 and 300 carry a lot of significance when it comes to God delivering his people from the enemy. I said that Gideon's 300 is the ark of deliverance. We see a similar picture in Noah's ark, the length of which was 300 cubits, and its height was 3 stories of 10 cubits high each. Noah's ark was a vessel of deliverance that saved 8 people from the flood, that is, righteous Noah and his family. The ark was 30 by 50 by 300, that is Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 to 16. The number 300 in the Bible speaks of complete deliverance. It speaks of victory in conflict. And when it is used in the Bible, you often find number 3 used with it. We read in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 17. He also made 300 shields of hammered gold. 3 miners of gold went into each shield. The king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Shields are implements of war. We read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Gold speaks of that which is of God, that which is divine. Hammered gold speaks of that which has been processed under a hammer and fire. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. And this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Christ. Yes, this is the ark of deliverance. This is a people prepared for the Lord. Our lesson ends here. Until next time.